Daf is Daf Chaf Gimel, right? Okay, so we got to the top line, I assume. So top line, the Gemara says, the Gemara had been dealing with a machlokas in the Mishan Brisa, whether or not we are going to be chashed on Revia for Goy is being going to Roveya an animal or not. So there's a steer in the Brisa. So the Gemara says in the top of Chaf Gimel again, Ravina Amar Lo Kasha, there is no contradiction. Ho Lechachila, Ho Dieved. One's talking about the situation Lechachila, and one's B'dieved. Rashi explains, Ravina Mahadir Letrute Masisin Brisa, trying to go back and reconcile that machlokas. The Olam Chashida, really we are Chashid on the Goyim being Marvia a Behema. We don't give an animal next to a goy because we're concerned the chachila, they might be marvir. The Brisa that says we're not concerned is talking about mishum nirva dieved. If in the after the fact we don't assume that they were nirva, the mishum l'sheavar kibayis lemeser, we don't dilma kvarava lukvar areva lo chashinan l'chachila. We don't put them in a situation where choshish they are going to be marvia, but in the end of the day we say that we don't aser b'dieved unless we know vandai. So Gemara says now two lines down, and we know Tamra, how do you know the shiny bain lichachila bain lidiyevid? There's a difference between lichachila lidiyevid. The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us, lo tisyachid isha imahem bipnei shechashudin al harayos. We don't allow a woman to be with the non-Jews because we're concerned, they're concerned of harayos. Or minhi, in the Brisa says else, otherwise, that ha'isha shenichbasha bidei ovdei kochavim, if a woman is captured with a non-Jew, or by a non-Jew, ayidei mamon muteris, if it's because of money, they want the ransom, so she's muteris, lebaila, but if it's ayidei nefashas, if it's because she's chai misa, so then asur, she's asur lebaila. So if we assume the first Misha says, lo tisyachid across the board, she can never be choshe, we're always choshish of arayos, so who cares whether she was captured because of mamon or because of hariga? So the stira, are we always concerned of a non-Jew and a isha, or only if it's aide a hariga? So the Gemara says, elalav shma mina, we see shiny lan bein lichachila lidiyavid. There's a difference between lichachila, we say lo tisyachid isha imahim, but bidiyavid, we only say she's going to be aser to her husband if it's going to be taken aide hariga, but not aide mamon. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that's the way to explain these stiras and these brises of Chashid al Arayos? Mimai, Dilma li olam emelecha afilu dieved na milo. Maybe we would say, even b'dieved, she's going to be usher to her husband. We always assume that the guy would be with her. How come in the case of Mamon we say mother? The reason why we say there's a davar heter is the misyare mishim hefsed mamona. If there's a hefsed mamon to the guy, then there's going to be some self-control. What does that mean? Rashi explains here. If you look at hefsed mamon around seven narrow lines down, disavar, the guy thinks, e balinala, if he's boil her, so then tulo parale bailamidi, the husband won't pay her him. So again, he takes her for ransom. He wants $1 million. But he knows if he violates the wife, then the husband won't ever pay him, so therefore he's going to have self-control. So in other words, in general, we assume that the guy is with the isha, lichadchila, and also b'dieved she's aser. The only case of a heter is if she was taken because of ransom, then he'll have some self-control, in which case she will be mutter to her husband. And the Gemara brings a raya, teda, it's not such a strong raya, I don't really get how the raya proves so much, but teda, the Katani Sefer, the Sefer says, Aidei nefashos asur labayla, only through nefashos is she asur the husband, implying any other case, she would be mutter, meaning a case of mamon, which is what the Brisa also says, the sulo midi. She's looking at Rashi just to explain here. Rashi says, Dikatani, no, sulo midi. Rashi says, Ein lahakshas al davarze. Don't ask any further questions. This is a really foolproof raya. Divadai taima aide mamon mutter. It's certainly true if she's taken because of ransom, she's still mutter to her husband. If mishum dechayish obikacharim lehefsin mamon. We know they're concerned very much with hefsin mamon, so therefore she would be mutter if she's taken for ransom.
If she was ma'anis, she'd be usher. She'd be usher to husband.
So this gets into a shaila. They don't talk about it here, but the Rishonim in Ksubis and elsewhere in Daf Gimel.
Rashi over here continues.
But the isha, the kohenis and stuff. But he's talking about a different point. He's talking about Yisrael, not talking about bias akum. I don't think. I think that's the point that I assume.
Right.
So there's machlokas in general whether bias akum is going to aser an eshes ish. Normally, halacha is an eshes ish who's with another man, a Jewish man, ends up being that woman is now aser le boel, the one who violated with her, and aser le baal, she cannot stay married to to her husband. But what about an Eishes Eishes with a Akum? So the Gemara says, is an Akum Bias Goy? Is that a Bias real Bia? Or is it really Bias Behema? And it wouldn't answer her to her husband. So the Gemara seems to assume here that Bias Akum is considered a full Bia and will answer. So what Rashi is talking about, I think, Eishes Kohen versus the Eishes Israel. Different point about Nanas and stuff. Fine. The look at Tosis for a second, Vesulo Midi. Tosis says all the way towards the bottom here. He says, Vesulo Midi perish Devade Hefsin Mamon Shiny. It's certainly true that if there's a loss of money, he's going to, things will be changing. He'll have self control and won't violate her. Aval Yichud Ba'alma Ema de Aser Af B'dievet. If it's Stam Yichud, so we'll say it will Aser B'dievet. So Tema. Im Kain, if that's the case, if every single time that there's yichud, if there's no hefsed mamon concern, just stam yichud, the Gemara seems to imply she'll be usher to her husband, because we assume yichud leads to more than that. And Tema, Im Kain, lo anachtam bas lavram avinu, eishes kohen, yosheves tachas baila. The lacha is, an eishes kohen, who is violated, who's nensa, who's raped, let's say, is not allowed to remain married to her husband. A Eishes Yisrael is allowed to remain married if she's nanas, but not an Eishes Kohen. So the E.F. Shartos has explained, Shalot tisyachid im shum over tochavim sha'achas. In her life, it's impossible that she avoids not being yichud. There's going to be some time in her life where an Eishes Kohen will have to be yichud with a non-Jew, whether it's, in work, whatever the case might be. V'cheven delekid hefzin mamon chashinon. So we're concerned that the non-Jew has nothing to lose, so he'll violate her. So now every single Eishes Kohen is going to be usher to their husband. The Yeshlom Artosa says, this Gemara, when it has this suggestion of the these always usher to her husband, is only a dichoy ba'amah, not really a good answer. Kolomar, mehacha, lo techiach, don't prove from this Gemara, umikomakom divi ravina, emesin, ravina, who's mechalik between lechachila b'dieved by roveya, is true. But the distinction by arayos, that Tosa says is not true lemaskana. Otherwise, no Eishes Kohen could ever remain married to her husband. But then he says, "V'yodei Shlomar." Another suggestion Tosa writes is "Dafilu lefim amaskana, ein lasser yichud ha'mua." You shouldn't aser a small yichud for a short period of time. The dafka nechbasha only if she is held in captivity. Shiny lefishi masur biyado kein behema. She's in control. She's controlled by him like an animal. The hacha, the biyado, the non-Jew has complete control over her. When she's not under his control, she just happens to be biyicha with him. The yichola litok, she could scream. The yehelo moshiach, she could have someone save her. Vaday ha'ovid kochavim mirtas, he's scared. Ve'ein lo'oso al oso yichud, and we cannot prohibit her from remaining married to her husband. So interesting two days in Tosas, whether yicha with a non-Jew will automatically make her usher to her husband or not. Okay, fine. The Gemara then says, back inside, Rav Padas. Rabbi Padas, the Gemara says, around 10 lines down, Amar Lokasha. He answers the question differently. Har Rabbi Eliezer, Har Rabban. This stira is really a distinction between two Tanaim. The Gemara explains as follows. That, according to the Tanaim, the Mishnah says, Gavi Parachatas, Parachatas, is referring to a Paraduma. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Eino Nikchas Min Ovi Kochavim. You cannot buy a Paraduma from a non-Jew. And Chachamim Matirim, Chachamim say, you may buy a Paraduma from a non-Jew. So my lab, Baha, Kimifri, are they not arguing that the Rabbi Eliezer Savar Chashinon the Revia? Rabbi Eliezer says, Rechoshish, that he was Revea, the Nanju was Revea, the Paraduma, and now it's Puzzle. And Rabbanan Savri, Lo Chashin Revia, we're not concerned of Revia. So this is the exact machlokas of whether Rechoshish the Revia, the machlokas Mishnah and Brisa on the other day, it's really machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. So now, before we go ahead in this Gemara, there's an interesting Tosis here to look at here. Top one now, we're going backwards. Ravina, top line of the entire Tosis. Ravina Amar Halich Achila Hadi L'chora Mashma, the Ravina Dehacha of Rabbi Padas, the Besamachla, we just saw. These two Amarayim, Les Lahu Hahu Shinui Deleil, they reject the answer on the earlier discussion, yesterday's daf, Da'adam Chasab Hemto, that a person will never be Roveya, his own animal, Shalot Yaker, he shouldn't cause it to be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sterile.
So what's he, so how come so they seem to reject it? So the Ravid says, Einachanami, they do reject that answer. But look what Tosis writes, if you go around eight narrow lines down in Tosis, it says, V'yei Shlomar, the end of the line, V'yei Shlomar, Divade Bein Ravina, Bein Rabbi Padas, Islehu Shnuya, Dovid Kochavim, Chasab Hemto. So they do hold to this answer. They are chas on their own animal in that what? That you're not prohibited from selling, meaning you can sell behemos to non-Jews because they're not choshes, they're going to be roveya. They won't be roveya their own animal because they want to be chas on it. Even the places that have a custom not to sell to non-Jews, there's no real isur, ela minhaga kidapishus. There's only a practice. So normally we aren't concerned that they're going to be roveya their own animals. However, why come they rejected the answer regarding the Mishnah versus the Braisa? Miu mistaber lehu dilinin karbon. With respect to karbanos, yeshlanu lahach mirvelesa. We should be more stringent with regards to karbanos. Even places where you do sell the animals to a non-Jew, but don't rely on this tam, when it comes to using their kabanos. So you can sell to them, but to buy from them animals to use for your kabanos, we're just taking a chumrah not to buy on a far-fetched situation where they may have been roveya, even though we're normally not choshesh for it. That's tos.
For bedek avayis, you would be able to choshesh mamon.
For Bedek HaBayis, you would be able to, yeah. We'll see on Amud Beis that gets involved in that. Right now, we haven't classified yet Paraduma being Bedek HaBayis or Chathas, but you're right, the Gemara will get involved in that. So right now, the Gemara says, Machlokas between Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer, whether or not you could buy a Paras Chathas from a non-Jew, depends whether a Chosh is on there being Roveya, the animal, or not. So the Gemara says that, Mimai. How do you know that's the explanation of Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer? Dilma d'chuli ama lo chashin. No one argues, no one is choshesh, l'rviya. Everyone agrees that the non-Jew will not be roveya the paraduma. So what's the machlokes? V'hoch ha'inu taima, the Rabbi Eliezer, k'der av Yehuda marav, damar Yehuda marav, ha'niach alein oda shosakin. Oda shosakin, Rashi says, is a bunch of tied bags that are empty. What's that referring to? So it comes, it's psula, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi around 10 lines up from the bottom, pasla, d'chsiv, it says in Parshas Chukas by the Paraduma, asher lo aleh, Allah aleh, b'ala b'alma. You can't have any Allah, you can't have any ol, you can't have any thing carrying it. The Paraduma carries anything, it's going to disqualify it from being a Paraduma. So even a bundle of empty bags will disqualify it. So that's the chashash here. Did this non-Jew place an oda shosakin on top of it and disqualify it? Back to the Gemara now. Ube egla, when it comes to egla rufa, achetim shachba. Egla rufa is not disqualified until you pull it as it carries something. The pasuk says, "Asher lo mashcha ba'ola." You don't pull it. So different criteria what disqualifies paraduma versus egla arufa. Either way, the Gemara explains, Mar Savar Chashin, and one holds that the Rabbana, Rabbi Eliezer holds, we're concerned that he may have put some light thing on the back of the Paraduma, it's now disqualified, so he doesn't know the halachas, you shouldn't buy from a non-Jew. However, Mar Savar Lo Chashin, but Rabbana held that we're not Choshesh, because that he wouldn't place a small bag of Sakin on the Paraduma, and you may buy from the non-Jew the Paraduma. So that's nothing to do with Revia. It's a Chashash of Aleh Ol, there's a Ol on the back of the Paraduma. Mara says, "Lo sakadai dech." No one would ever think that's the machlokus because mishum nicha purta lamafse tuva. The non-Jew is a smart guy here. He's not going to help him schlep a few bags of empty bags in the back of the paraduma and lose the millions of dollars they'd pay for this paraduma. He would never do that. So therefore, that cannot be the machlokus. So the Gemara says, if that's the line of reasoning, hachanami lema mishum hana purta lamafse tuva. So the same thing, because of Hana Purta, of him being Roveya, the animal, which we're calling Hana Purta, he's going to now cause a loss of not allowing the animal to be used for Paraduma. Just like he won't put a Odesh HaSakin on the Paraduma, he also won't be Roveya, the Paraduma, because he's going to lose millions of dollars. So the Gemara says, no, when it comes to the Roveya Hasam Yitzhar Tokfo, there, his Yitzhar is going to get him, and even though he can have self-control, not having the bag schlepped on the Paraduma, when it comes to being Roveya, the animal, that he won't have self-control, so there is a machlokas, whether a choshesh, that he's Roveya, the Paraduma, or not. The Gemara says, maybe still we could take a different approach. V'dilma d'chuyama lo chashin l'reviya. Maybe everyone agrees, we're not choshesh, that the goy is Roveya, the animal. V'hacha hainu taima, de Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe the reason Rabbi Eliezer says you can't buy from the non-Jew is the Tani Shila. The Tani Shila, my time at the Rabbi Eliezer, the pasuk says in Chukas, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha b'nei Yisrael, v'yikhu, and you buy, what does yikhu mean? V'ein hov de chacham yikhu. Rashi explained, the last Rashi in the page, Yichu means Yimcharu, Kari Bayakichu. Bayakichu is the opposite of a Yichu. Yichu is to buy, Bayakichu is to sell. So what the drasha here is, that you shouldn't, only a Yid could sell a Paraduma, but Vein of the Chum Yakichu, but a non-Jew shouldn't sell. It's a special Gzeris or Kalsiv that you can't sell the Paraduma. A non-Jew cannot sell Paraduma.
As that famous case of...
We'll get there, very good. The Gemara is going to say, the lo sakadaitach, no one ever thinks to explain that way. The Katani, that Sefer, the end says, v'cheina haya Rabbi Eliezer posa b'chor karbonos kulon. So, wait a second. You cannot explain this way that it's a machlokas whether or not you're allowed to buy a parduma from a non-Jew or not. That's the machlokas. You can't say that. Why? Because the Brisa says that Rabbi Eliezer says the same exact psul by all other karbonos. Not only by parduma, but all other karbonos have the same psul. So now if the psul is referring to you can't buy a parduma and now you also can't buy karbonos from a non-Jew, that doesn't make sense. Because v'sagadaitach k'detanishila, if the whole reason is you can't buy the parduma is because g'zeres ha'kasev v'bnei Yisrael yikru v'eino v'kacham yikru. So Bishma, I understand the case of para k'sibbe kicha. The parduma has an explicit pasuk kicha. Fine, that's exactly the cost of I could accept. Elakula karbanos kicha ksibu, but to say that this psul applies to all other karbanos, doesn't say kicha by any other karbanos. So how could Rebbe extend it elsewhere? So it can't really be a concern of Xerxes Kosev whether you could buy kicha from an non-Jew or not. So going back to square one again, that the whole machlokes is, are we choshesh of Revia or not choshesh for Revia? And then the Gemara says the very last line of the Gemara here, the Dilma ad kan lo pligi rabbanan alea de Rabbi Eliezer ela piparaduma de dami yakaru. So maybe the only time they're rabbanan arguing Rabbi Eliezer when they're not choshesh for Revia, it's only by paraduma because paraduma is very expensive. So there the goy will have self control. About Bashar karbanos modele. Maybe rabbanan will agree to Rabbi Eliezer other situations by a regular karbon, which is not so much of a loss of money. Cows are very, if you don't buy my cow, you can buy another cow, so the prices are going to be much cheaper. There's a very high supply of karbanos, so it's a lower price, a lower loss. Maybe rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a chashash of Revia. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, now you're telling me that both Rabbi Eliezer and rabbanan hold, you can't buy karbanos, animals, to be used for karbanos from non-Jews. So the problem is, Elohadatani, the Brisa that explicitly says that you are allowed to be lokhin, mehen, behema, the carbon that you can buy from non-Jews animals to be used for carbon. Now what comes out is money, lo Rebbe Eliezer, lo Rabbanim. The way we're positing this machlokas, it sounds like no one would allow you ever to buy from a non-Jew. So that can't be the explanation. V'yotana, behedya, the Brisa clearly says, and this is a quotation now, what did the chaverim respond back to Rabbi Eliezer? They said, "Kol tzon kedar yikvatu l'cha yalu mizbechi." Passing Yeshayahu, they were gathering together all the tzons in the time of Mashiach to use for karbanos, even though they're owned by non-Jews. You could use those karbanos. So there's an explicit braisa and pasuk, and you can buy the animals from a non-Jew to use for karbanos. In the end of the day, the final machlokas is between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanan is whether we're choshesh for Revia or not choshesh Revia. That's the machlokas whether you could buy a paraduma from a non-Jew or not buy a paraduma from a non-Jew.
Didn't we discuss a few days ago that there's a difference between behema gas and behema daka? That behema daka, they are choshesh of Revia, and behema gas, they are not?
Right, so this suggestion...
I guess this would only go behema gasa, because we said before the behema daka, lekule alma. I'm sorry, it would only go on behema daka, because of the behema gasa, they would never do it.
Well, that discussion was about... That was about... that wasn't about selling, that was about... selling, we said you're allowed to, because a person at Adam Anachri is not... He is chas al behemto.
Right.
So that whole discussion is not relevant for here. That's about renting out. About selling, you're allowed to, because it's chas abemta. That was Tosfos saying here.
Right,
they reject that, or they hold of it. They just say by karbanos we have different sensitivities.
Right, it's more.
Right. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara now says around six lines down. Ad kan lo pligi ela b'chashasha. The whole discussion was whether it's a chashash or not. Aval heicha devadei rava pasta. Whenever, if it's a situation where we know for sure that the Adam, the Nachri, was Roveh the Paraduma, Vadai the animal's Pasla, Shemamina, the Parakachim is Be'ach. That's what Rick is referring to. because it has to be a kachim mizbeach. There are two types of kachim. There's kachim mizbeach, where the animal is used on the carbon. There's kachim bedegabais, which is just that the value is kadosh, and you redeem the value to help the upkeep of the base of Migdash. Because the E, kachim bedegabais, if it's only bedegabais, mi mifsalei beirvia, well, an animal, if you have an animal that's roveya, that person was roveya, an animal, and you makdish it for bedegabais, that will not be disqualified because you're not using that actual animal. If bedegabais, you're redeeming the value onto money, and it's the money that's being used. So the fact that roveya is going to disqualify paraduma must be kachim is beach and not bedegabais. The Gemara says maybe it's different. Shiny paradechatas kriya rachmanam. Really not true. Really, you could say that paraduma is really bedek abayis because remember, the paraduma is not being burned in mizbech. It's being shechted, and then it's being outside. You'll be taking the blood and the ashes. You burn it together, the ashes with the water, and then it's not a kachim mizbech. It doesn't go mizbech at all. So really, it's bedek abayis. But since the Torah calls it a chatas, we have the stringencies. We classify it as a type of kachim mizbech where it has the same qualifications of that rava is going to disqualify it, but it's really bedek abayis. Gemara says, if you're really now assuming paraduma is like a kachim is bech because the pasuk calls it a chatas, el miat, if that's the case, tifsal biyote dofen. When it comes to kachim, a yote dofen, an animal born by C-section, is disqualified from being used as a karbon. So now if you're telling me that really have all the dinim of paraduma have the dinim of a chatas, so yote dofen, a paraduma born through a C-section, should be disqualified as well. If you're going to tell me, yes, a paraduma born through Yotze Dofen is disqualified, so then Alama Tanya, why does a Brisa tell me, Higdisha b'Yotze Dofen psula, Rabbi Shemachshir, there's a machlokas. According to Tanakama, you're right, a paraduma is disqualified through Yotze Dofen, but Rabbi Shimon says it's actually kosher. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Shimon v'chitema, Rabbi Shimon l'tamei, Rabbi Shimon's a whole another shita, he's a das yachid, to Amar Yotze Dofen Vlad Malyahu. Rabbi Shimon holds in general that Yotze Dofen is considered a full bona fide Vlad. The birth is like any other birth. So he's l'shita, so across the board, that he always says Yotze Dofen is a Vlad for every halacha. In regards to the woman who's Yoledes, who gives birth, so that she's going to be Tame if it's born to a son versus a daughter, the week of Tumah, the 2 weeks of Tumah, the 33 days of Tara, the 60 days of Tara, the same thing, whether it's a regular natural birth or a Yotze Dofen, the halacha is the same across the board. So he's l'shitaso, that Yotze Dofen Parduma will also be considered a real Vlad. But when it comes to Chachamim, we ain't a Chanami would say that a Parduma born, the Yotze Dofen, would be in fact Pasul, and that would be fine because the Parduma is called a Chatas. Gemara says no. V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan himself say, Mode Hayer Rabbi Shimon Linen Kachim Shino Kadosh? Even Rabbi Shimon is limited. When Rabbi Shimon holds Yotze Dofen is Vlad, he's only talking about a woman who's Yoledes, who gives birth to a boy or girl, that the same halachas of Tumah V'Tahara apply between a natural birth and a Yotze Dofen. But that's all, that's the only place where he says it's like a Vlad. But when it comes to the world of Kachim, even Rabbi Shimon holds that a regular Kachim will be disqualified if the animal is born to Yotze Dofen. So now everyone agrees that Kachim is Pasul Yotze Dofen. So the question becomes, Ella, so why is Paraduma? Paraduma is really going to be Kashi Yotze Dofen. If it's called a Chatas, it should be possible by Yotze Dofen. So the Gemara says no. Ella, shiny para. Para is different. Ho umum posaba, daver erva, va vodazar nami posaba. Meaning not every disqualification of Kachim will apply to Paraduma. Only a mum. The pasuk explicitly says mum. Once the pasuk says mum, we can extend it to davar erva and avodah zara. But those are the only three areas that disqualify paraduma: mum, erva, avodah zara. Any other psul that apply to kachim, we will not bring over to paraduma. So let's find the source for these three. The Gemara says again, Ela shiny para hol mum posaba, davar erva avodah zara nami posaba. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, ki mashchasam behem mum. Bum, the pasuk says by paraduma and parshas chatas that a mum disqualifies a paraduma. The Tana debate Rabbi Yishmael komakum shenemar hashchasa. It also says mashchasam. So whenever the word uses hashchasa, eino ela davar erva vavodah zara. So those are the only three disqualification of paraduma. No other psul. How do we know that's true? That davar erva dechsiv kihishches kabasar darcha al haaretz. That's parshas Noach. Vavodah zara dechsiv pen tashchisim vasisim lachem Pesel. So these are the three psulim that apply to a paraduma. So in reality, paraduma is called it's a really bad gabayas. It's called a chatas, but it only has three of the psulim, not the other psulim. Gemara says, "Vaha paranami ho mum posa ba." So now we conclude, just like a mum explicitly is going to disqualify paraduma based on the pasuk, so too davar erva and avodah zarah are going to disqualify it as well.
So when you find, if you don't know what happened on the birth, you just assume that rov are not yotzeis often and it's kosher.
Well, for paraduma, say it's kosher. Kachim? How do you know in terms of statistics?
Meaning if usually you don't know what happens.
Right. Yeah, that much. When you buy from a non-Jew, I have no idea how to ascertain that.
Even from a Jew.
There's a certain amount of trust, I guess, and emunus.
Yeah, but even the Jew himself might not know.
I'm not sure.
I guess, can we disarm it on rope? Is that the halacha that rope?
It's likely, it's possible. I don't remember seeing this discussion. Rove is typically something that we rely on all over the place. So I don't see why we couldn't rely on it here.
So I guess that should be it.
And I assume rove cases are natural births.
Yeah, rove cases.
Certainly in humans.
Sure.
Animal, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
By regular carbon, you'll see dolphin is possible.
They don't bring the source here. I don't think there's Rashi quoted.
Rashi's here.
Look at Rashi, Tifsal. Look inside Rashi, halfway down. It's a Tifsal biyote dofen. Halfway down the narrow lines, Rashi says, the psulhu, the shar kavanos, the tanya shor ochesev prat leklayim, oez prat lenidma, ki yivaled prat liyote dofen. The positive ki yivaled is it has to be a natural birth as opposed to a yote dofen.
Nidma
is an animal that has similar character traits to the father or mother, but not exactly. It's not quite klayim, but if the Gemara and Bechoris talk about it. Looking at the last few lines, this is Ezra's point about the Dama ben Nesina, I assume you're referring to before. So the Gemara says, Gufa, last eight lines of the page here. Tane Shila, my time of the Rebbe Eliezer, why their brothers say you cannot buy from a non-Jew a paraduma, dechsev he had the gzeir sakasa, da ber b'nei yisrael v'yikchu, b'nei yisrael yikchu, or yakichu, v'ein ha'ovdei chochavim yakichu. You can only buy paraduma from a Jew, but you can't buy from a non-Jew, gzeir sakasa. El miyat, if that's the case, da ber b'nei yisrael v'yikchu li tshuma. So now, by buying tshuma, any dedications to the base of Migdash, hachanami, de b'nei yisrael yikchu, v'ein ha'ovdei chochavim yikchu. If you're going to say this is correct, that you can only buy from accept from a non-Jew, from a Jew rather, the Hamar of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shalus Rabbi Eliezer, Ad Heichan Kibra Ve'em, the Gemara and Kedushin as well, which you're referring to. How far does Kibra Ve'em go? To what extent should one do it? Amar Lehem, he says, Tzu'uru, go out and see Ma Asa Ovid Kacham Echel Lavi, what one non-Jew did to his father, Ba'ashkelon V'dama Ben Nesina Shmo, that was his name. Pamachas, one time, Bikshu Mimenu Avanim Leifo, they asked for rocks for the Eifo of the Kohen God, those begotten. Shishim Rebo, 600,000 rubu, whatever sechar, whatever the dollar amounts are, a lot of money. Rav Kana Masni thought Bishmon Rebo, which is 800,000. Vayu Maftechos Munachos Tachas Miroshos of Shalaviv, and the keys were below the father's head. Below Tsaru, he didn't wake him up his father. So Avne Sham Hifz, the Gemara says. So we see from here that what, how far a person is willing to go, and we bought, we ended up buying One second. We took the right. We were willing to take the rocks for Chuma for the Mishkan. So we see you can accept it. So we don't apply the same din when it comes to Vikhuli Chuma Mi B'nei Yisrael. Gemara says, no. Abne Sham Hifzik Inim. Look at Rashi to explain here, two lines down in the Chavdalad. Avne Sham Hifzik Inim Midiloksiv Vi Avne Sham with the Vava. Kedichsiv Bakuli. All the other ones says Vikas Vinachosha Vitacheles Vargaman V'oros. But hifzik in for lokai avikhu, so vayikhu is not qualifying avnei shom. All other dedications could only come from the Jews. There's a special gzeiras hakasav, since it doesn't say with the vav, avnei shom is an independent category you can collect from the non-Jews. Mar says, can't be. V'hav avnei miluim ksiv dehadar arvi. But at the end it says, v'avnei miluim, including all the rocks, including even the avnei shom, even that's included with the vav, so you can't buy from a non-Jew. So it must be that that drasha v'ikhu lichuma mi b'nei Yisrael is incorrect. The Gemara says, v'od katani, it says further, seifa, l'shana acharis, the next year, we know the rest of the story, no delo para aduma, be'edro, that this person was zocha, Nadama ben Nesina was zocha, that para aduma born to his flock, and nichnasu to his cattle. Nichnasu chachma Yisrael etzlo. The chacham went to him. They heard about the paraduma. Amalem yodei ani b'chem. So Dama ben Nisina says, I know you guys. Shemani mevakish mechem kol mamun shebaolam atem nosin li. You would be willing to pay all the money in the world. Achshav, I'll be a nice guy. Einam mevakish mechem. I only ask from you. Ela osam mamun shevsadati b'shul abba. I only ask the money I lost for letting my father sleep. So therefore we see that you are allowed to buy a paraduma from a non-Jew. Ah, wasn't Rabbi Elazar saying before, Tanit Beis Shili, say you can't? He said, V'yikhuli b'nei Yisrael v'lo mi'ov d'kochavim. And here clearly they bought paraduma from a non-Jew. So the Gemara says, Hasam Aidei Tagre Yisrael Zavin. They had some middleman, some agent that they were buying from. Rashi explained, Sirsur Yisrael lakha mishalo mi'ov d'kochavim la'atzmo v'chaz marchalit tzibor. So a yachid could buy from paraduma, but then to sell it to the tzibor, that could only come directly from a Jew. There is an interesting toast for those who want to stay around. If you have time here, the bottom of Chav Gimel Mabez, you don't have to stay. This is a bonus you want. You don't have to say for anything, obviously. But there's a bonus Tosos. Tosos says in the bottom of Bikshu Mimenu Avanim Le'efod, Tosos writes, Hai Dama ben Nesina al Karchenu b'Bayi Sheni Haya. He must have been during the times of Bayi Sheni. Midukamar l'shana acheres nolde lo paraduma b'edo. Because the fact that it says the following year, paraduma was born, Deha kaimalan b'me b'yis rishon lo nisrafa shimpara. There was no paraduma born during b'yis rishon, kinispakun b'osa sha'asa. Because it was enough, the Osa Shasa Moshe Koyime Beis HaRishon, that the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made was sufficient for the entire time of the Bais Rishon. So this must be taking place during Bais Sheni. Now, if you jump down a few lines into the...
There's a Gemara that we learned that from?
I think it's a Gemara.
It says Mem.
Right. There's a whole discussion here, the whole Tosos here about the Shamir, the worm that cut the rocks. But look down the last four lines of Tosos here, five lines, V'yesh Tema. He says, V'yesh Tema, in the middle of the line here, Kevin the Havei Shamir b'bay sheni, im kein l'kaman b'perk Rabbi Yishmael, gavi abni mizbeach sheshak sumalchi yavon, the parach hechin avid nisperinu avanim shlemos. They're talking about how to cut the rocks in times of Chashmonaim when they're fixing the mizbeach. Amrachmana nichtechinu perish bebarzel shelo yesh sham pegiyah. You should shave off the side of the mizbech so it should be smooth. But it says you can't do that because lo sanif alem barzel. But you can't amrachmana. You can't use a sword on the rocks in the mizbech. And gzeres hakasava umay kusha labdinu aydei shamir. So we just proved before that the whole story of Dama ben Sina and Paraduma and Eifod was by Sheni. And the only way you can make Avnei Shoam with the writing the names on the stones is only through a Shamir. So now we're assuming that Shamir has to have been during the times of Bayi Sheni. If Shamir existed during the times of Bayi Sheni, how come the Gemara later on, when it talks about shaving and smoothing the rocks, why didn't they just take the Shamir, smooth out the rocks for the Mizbeach? The Urim Tumim, right, yeah. Machlokas is exactly what it was. It could be the there's Machlokas in there's Rashi Tosin in Yuma Daf Chaf, I think it is. What exactly of the? It says Urim Tumim, but was it the rocks or was it some other piece?
Itself is the Klaf.
The Machlokas whether the Klaf alone or even the rocks were missing. That's the Machlokas. But the Avnei Rainer talking about Avnei Shoam, V'yesh Lomar Da'idei Shamir Einu Nase Chalak Kiim Mivakia Kiteina Shotei Chasaklum. The Shamir is not able to smooth things out. It's able to etch things in without causing any of the, kind of pushing things in without causing any of the rock to fall off, the gem. It presses. What?
You got the specs of the
Shamir. Exactly. But about Ein Oso Son Shlemos, he doesn't make things full. Shelo Nitiskor Ben Tziporin. It doesn't have the ability to smooth things out. And that's why even though the Shamir was available during Bayi Sheni, it wasn't available, it's not able to make smooth things out, and that's why it couldn't be used during the times of the Chashmonaim. One last point here, there's proof in the story of Dama ben Nesina, how, of course, the extent the person has to go for Kibbutz Aim, but let's say a father wants you to wake him up, to go to Mincha, for Davar Mitzvah, is that allowed? The whole discussion, whether you learn from Dama ben Nesina, you imagine the father wanted to wake him up to make $600,000, so they go back and forth. Some say Dama ben Nesina wasn't so there, he wasn't 100%.
Father wasn't too happy.
Father wasn't happy. Others say, so there's a big discussion, Aruch HaShulchan and others, that if the father does want you to wake him up to go to a Davar Mitzvah, it seems for many that you would be allowed to wake him up for a Davar Mitzvah. Okay?
So what was it with the Davar Mitzvah and the Davar Money?